During the first week of its existence, Deepak's offices were open 24 hours a day as Tyner's people set up shop and charged forward. Those raising money produced an exhaustive computerized list of 310,000 hourly workers in defense and related industries, then hit them hard with a slick mail-out, pleading for money. Another list had the names of 28,000 white-collar defense workers who earned in excess of $50,000 a year. They were mailed a different type of solicitation. The Deepak consultants looking for endorsements found the 50 members of Congress with the most defense jobs in their districts. 37 were up for re-election, which would make the arm twisting that much easier. Deepak would go to the grassroots, to the defense workers and their bosses, and orchestrate a massive phone campaign in support of Aaron Lake and more military spending. Six senators from defense-heavy states had tough opponents in November, and Elaine Tyner planned a lunch with each of them. Unlimited cash cannot go unnoticed for long in Washington. A rookie congressman from Kentucky, one of the lowest of the 435, desperately needed money to fight what appeared to be a losing campaign back home. He heard rumors, tracked down Elaine Tyner, and their conversation went something like this. "How much money do you need?" she asked. $100,000. He flinched. She did not. "Can you endorse Aaron Lake for president?" "I'll endorse anybody if the price is right." "Good. We'll give you $200,000 and run your campaign." "It's all yours." Most were not that easy, but Deepak managed to buy 8 endorsements in the first 10 days of its existence. All were insignificant congressmen who'd served with Lake and liked him well enough. The strategy was to line them up before the cameras a week or two before Big Super Tuesday, March 7th. The more, the merrier. Tyner hurriedly made the rounds, sometimes eating 3 power meals a day, all happily covered by Deepak. Her goal was to let the town know that her brand new client had arrived, had plenty of money, and was backing a dark horse soon to break from the pack. In a city where talk was an industry in itself, she had no trouble spreading her message.